All right, here comes the theme song.
Cool show, man.
All right, here's the show. Hey, awesome. Here we go. No need to clap, folks. We'll just go ahead and get right into it. Welcome to Cool Show, Man, here on Thursday, March 10th. Here we go at the world famous Chameleon Comedy Club. To an amazing crowd. Here we go. Let's say hello to our guests. Coming in today, first, this man has performed all over this great nation, including his recent appearance at the Aloha Comedy Festival in Hawaii. Here today to get it riffing, please give it up for Neil Griffin, everyone.
Hey!
All right, thank you for clapping. There we go. To my left, the young gun himself. When he's not tearing it up on stage, he's pushing his way into the fashion industry with his own brand called yes. Delaware. Wonder where he came up with that name. It's Austin Deller, everyone.
Hey.
All right, there we go. And finally, comedian, musician, and soon-to-be published novelist, his new book, titled Heart of the Ark, is set to be released soon. More on that later. Right now, it's Mac MacGyver, everyone. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I hope everyone's doing well. Welcome to the show. I forgot to turn the lights off. I bet that's going to change the whole mood. Talk amongst yourselves. Say hello.
All right. Hey, Austin and Mac, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I wish I just came back from Hawaii like you.
I know. Well, it was a lot of fun. I had a good time at the Aloha Comedy Festival. It was amazing. I met a lot of good comics, a lot of funny cats out there in the world, man. I tell you what, it's awesome to see how many people are blessed with the gift that we have.
How fortunate. All right. And speaking of gifts, let's go ahead and just get right into the show today.
All right. Yeah.
You guys hear about this box of stolen heads that was taken from a truck in Denver last week?
Yeah. That's what you get.
It's a good question. You're in Denver, and you got a freight truck, and in that truck is a box of human heads. Someone breaks in broad daylight, takes it. And they steal a dolly and box level labeled exempt human specimen that was apparently filled with human heads that was meant to be used for medical research.
That's what you get. That's what you get for stealing.
This is karma, yes.
The best part is, you know, that it's multiple heads. Because to me, you become terrifying when you have just one severed head.
And then
to have a whole box of them. That's
you have a multitude of them.
I'll just imagine what they were trying to do with them heads, though.
I do wonder because you know, like usually, if you're doing medical research, I would assume they would be like, you know what? Let's just keep the head on the body.
You don't care. You didn't care what was in that box. You were on drugs, and then all of a sudden you're like, you don't steal a box truck, period, unless you're high on something.
I'm hoping so. Go ahead.
I could honestly, if it was someone on drugs, imagine someone raping a damn dead head.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I hadn't imagined that yet, but I am now.
It's messed up.
It is messed up. I'd like to stop thinking about it, but now I can't.
My bad.
Don't hold back now.
Austin said raping a dead head. I think hippies are scared everywhere.
Jerry Garcia, there
you
go.
There we go.
I think you're just like stoned out of your mind. And you're like, yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Free Pepsi. Joke's on you.
You're in Denver, and for some reason you're at the point in your life you're like, you know what? I don't care what's in the box. Right. I don't care what's in the truck. I'm taking it. And then this person, I assume, has opened it at some point. However, we don't know for sure because there is no suspect currently identified. And Denver police are asking, quote, should someone find the box containing human heads discarded or abandoned, please immediately call them, which I think is a reasonable request by the Denver police.
Sure.
Should you find a box? Let's just say you're walking down the street. You know, you're leaving 7-Eleven. You got a tall can of Arnold Palmer, and you look over and you see a box of human heads. What's your first thought?
I'm getting the fuck away from that shit.
Not a bad move. Yep.
My first move is probably to see if they're useful for something.
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
Dale.
You know what I mean? Like,
I got questioned for what I said.
Because I'm a city in Denver. But you got to remember, like, Denver's temperature is temperate, right? So it can either be, like, super cold or hot. So it depends. If you find a bunch of hotheads, right? Useless. But you find cold heads, you got something. It's Squid Game. You know what I'm saying?
I hope that
you got cold heads. I'm in business.
Cooler heads prevail, of
Boom.
Course. There we go. There's one for you. Oh, my God. How many Netflix or Hulu documentaries do you think are going to be made about this?
13.
30.
Yeah, 13 with lyrics on Disney Plus. Yeah,
and then after the whatever the biggest reality series is, they'll have like right. Nick Cage
right.
do a live action film of it. This is not going to be. This will be the first, certainly not the last time you hear about this mysterious box of human heads. That
no. I can see it being like an episode of The Bachelor. Like all of them, they're like,
so, yeah, every season,
we're The Bachelor. Like, right, yeah, instead of roses, it's going to be dead heads.
Well, yeah. It's going to be. how did Susie, the cheerleader from the Denver Broncos, react to the dead heads? You know, they'll have like a whole thing. Like all three of the girls have to see the dead heads, like, and then all of a sudden, whoever reacts the best gets the roast.
All right, Neil, imagine this. All right, we all do stand up.
Yep.
Imagine instead of apples being thrown at us, it's a fucking dead head.
Yeah, that would be a medieval type thing there.
Yeah, with that. Yep.
How about being the headless horseman's opposite, though? Right, because he's like a hero that goes around without a head.
Yep.
And this person, like,
this is a villain that is stealing heads, walking around. I imagine they're probably a little stressed out right now.
You know? Right, like Keenan Ivory Wayans and Damon Wayans used to have a skit called The Head Detective. And like, so Keenan Wayans would always just grab the head by the nose. He was a detective. He was a cop.
Okay.
Do you remember this at all?
This may have been before my time.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Yeah. So in Living Color.
Yeah.
They had a skit, and Damon Wayans was a cop that was mangled. Think of like RoboCop.
Okay.
But instead of saving like the whole body.
Yeah.
He saved his head. So he would like. He would call him the head detective, and he would like solve crimes.
Oh.
And catch the perpetrator. Yeah. He would take two fingers, put him in his nose, and roll him to accost the assailant.
Well, I'm gonna have to find. Hopefully, this exists somewhere online.
Oh yeah, it's on YouTube, it's on FX, it's on everything.
I'm imagining it in my head. I'm gonna have to find somewhere.
But, beautiful.
Yeah. Hopefully, the people that stole this box of heads are putting them to good use somehow, somewhere. Ideally, that's really all we can hope for.
Right.
What would good use be, though?
I some sort of crime-fighting situation.
Yes, obviously. They're obviously all detectives now.
Or after-school bowling league. They're rolling the human heads towards, pins or something like that. Whatever's productive.
What if you're a food stylist?
Something.
And you can learn how to preserve heads. Like you would know like how to do stuff like that. Make them like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you can do some for Halloween. I don't know.
You figure it out. I don't know. They got all sorts of information online. People can figure it out.
Yeah. They can Google anything nowadays.
It's true. Yeah.
Now you can Google dead heads.
Yeah. Have any of you guys Googled this new slap fighting championship league? They just started up in Columbus. See this here? We don't have to watch the whole thing, but let's see if it starts here and why. Oh.
I think it's. Is it frozen? It might be.
No, it just didn't play the. It didn't import the
slap
video
fighting,
into
slap.
The. This is a first right here.
Based on this image.
Yep.
Someone just got fucked up.
Basically, what happens is two very large men or two very powerful women stand nose to nose with each other and look each other dead in the eye, and then they slap each other one at a time in the face. Until one of them either bows out or gets knocked out. And this is part of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Arnold Classic, which is an annual bodybuilding competition in Columbus, Ohio. And this was announced by Arnold and YouTube star Logan Paul for some reason.
Well.
Yeah. They had to go up there, and they're in different weight classes, taking turns, hitting each other one by one, open hand to the face for, quote, slap fight supremacy. Women's title was won by Adriana Sleds, while Dawid Zalewski won the men's super heavyweight contest by total knockout by slapping a man so hard in the face that he passed out on stage.
Wow.
I assume this is inspired by his political career, right?
Arnold, yeah, of course, yeah, the governor, of course, of California.
Right. A slap fighting competition doesn't sound intimidating enough. Put Arnold Schwarzenegger's name in front of it,
right? The Terminator in there with his robotic arm slapping the shit out of people,
right?
I don't know. I don't. Let's. I do wish the video had import. I don't know what happened.
I like the fact that.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they're being inventive. I like that. Go ahead, sir.
I suppose. Yeah. Because I mean, I guess like the bodybuilding market must have been tapering down or something.
Well, it's so saturated. You got to find something to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, everyone's got a freaking gym. Everyone's got something going on. You know, they try every kind of gimmick in the world, right?
UFC is already completely locked up. You can't you can't crack into that. That's already locked down. So they said, what's the next thing we can do? And then someone said, what if we slap the hell out of each other on the stage?
Well, you know, have you seen one of my favorite movies was Over the Top.
So I saw that for the first time.
Yeah. Wonderful film.
Yeah,
and it's about and Sylvester Stallone.
Yep.
Has got to get his son back.
Right.
And so what he does to get ready is he turns his hat to the back.
Uh huh.
And then I can just imagine in this universe,
mm-hmm.
he just slaps the shit out of somebody.
That's pretty much what goes on. They face each other and then they swing as hard as they can.
I want to see the backstory. I want to see why. I want to know like what's going on. Like,
they said it's a prize, but they never mentioned how much money it was. And I feel if it were significant, they would make note of it. So yeah, like I'm wondering if these people are taking
their own lives at risk.
Knockout power slaps for like a TGI Fridays gift card or something. I don't know what they're up to.
You know, I would take a slap for a cool showman notebook.
I mean, Schwarzenegger's got money. I would imagine he puts something.
I bet he got eyeballs on this. I'm thinking about it, and I had never thought about the Arnold classic before this. Right. So I mean, the job has been done, in a way.
Yeah, I feel like just slapping the shit out of somebody is. Yep. It's a reward in itself. You know what I mean? Like, you deserve it. Like, if you're there, you deserve a slap.
It was pretty insane. They're literally, like, chalking up their hands to be like, all right, I'm going to... Here it comes.
Amazing. See?
It's crazy.
That's amazing.
My question is, of course, where does it go from here?
I don't know. Where would you put it?
Well, I mean, it's bodybuilding. And they're like, all right, well, now we're slapping. And then
like, what are the rules, too?
It's literally,
what are the rules in slapping?
They stand at a table facing each other from, like, arm's length. And then they put their arm here and then reach out like a golf swing and then just crack them as hard as they can across the face.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, what kind of slapper would you be? You know what I'm saying? Like, would you slap? Would you flip yourself forward and then backward? Because I would be a backward, I'd be a forward backward guy.
They were all forehand. Right. I guess I never thought.
I mean, could you go up? Could you go up, down?
I feel left, like you're right? Could you paint
the fence?
Once.
Could you paint the fence?
That's a very good question. See,
pa-pow, pa-pow.
In the highlights, it seemed to just be one friggin'.
See, I think that's your. That's your Hall of Famer.
Lucked into a slapping expert.
I mean, I feel like that's your Hall of Famer. I feel like that's the Deion Sanders.
Yes, the Kobe, of course, Kobayashi method. Someone's going to go there and learn to break the hot dog in two. Someone is going to realize that the real way to slap is just up and down the face or something.
you got to go pow, 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 pow.
It makes a lot of sense.
You know what? Maybe rhythms. Pow, 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 pow.
Something could be something.
If you do too much rhythm, you're going to have niggas just beatboxing that shit and just freestyle.
It's going to be like a jump rope. It's going to be like a jump rope. I just wonder. They've gone bodybuilding to face slaps. I mean, what are they going to do? Like nut taps? Maybe tweaking each other's nippies? I mean, wedgies? Where does this go?
We're going to go sko.
It's just going to turn into the championships of bullying. Like, yeah,
I mean, it is less intense than bodybuilding.
Right. You know,
it's certainly a different type of endurance to just be like.
They also get a better. Right.
You want to get a drink? No drink tonight.
Nah, I got to train. Instead of a punching bag, it's just an arm that whips the shit out. Pull!
You're facing like Terminator's arm. Is like, if I could take this, I could take anyone.
if I'm going to train. First of all, I'm going to drive an hour on 275 West in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Get real angry.
Yep.
Broccoli. Cauliflower. Pow, pow.
on
what I'm doing. Yeah.
Were you just like naming your favorite vegetables?
I don't know.
Well,
talking about like
it's good angry food. Yeah.
I know that.
I thought it was like a Popeye situation. I was like, what? That guy, like that's his spinach. Instead, he does.
Yeah, I know.
Gonna drive around 275 West for a minute.
Something like that.
Slap the shit out of somebody.
Well, I mean, whatever you got to do, man. It's a weird game that we're living in. It's a weird era. Oh, there's the video right there.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Damn. Oh, I don't know why this didn't work. So, yeah, they did have a men's and women's division here.
This is awesome.
And, yeah, you see this lady has clearly had some work done, and she just slaps the living shit out of her.
That's awesome. Two hot chicks slapping the shit out of each other.
Yep, and then...
The heavyweight division.
Exactly the type of person you would expect to get in a face-slapping competition.
Oh, he stunned him. He stunned him.
They have their own version of athletic tape. You saw the chalk just blast off right there.
I mean, was that a knockout?
Wow.
I believe that...
The
winner of the men's division did win by TKO.
Okay.
That's amazing.
It's really completely insane. And then the chalk really adds its own element to it for it to...
If you can't play football or basketball or fight, slap the shit out of
somebody. I mean, like, clearly these dudes work on arms exclusively because every other part of their body looks like they just sit around drinking all day long.
There's
but,
a couple kegs in there.
Yep.
Oh.
That guy's big. I don't want to take a slap from that dude.
I don't like it, and you can see some of them wad up cotton. They wad up cotton balls to put in their ears so that they don't burst their eardrums.
He started combing his beard like, I
knocking
still look
down,
good after
combing
that.
Combing a beard.
It's really...
This is beautiful to watch. Look at this guy. Now, see, is this fair? Is this fair with the beard?
They were going by weight. That's...
Dude looks like he just came off of Moana.
Look at that.
Brutal.
Ah, golly. Look at that. Look at him. That's
that might be it.
I mean, that looks like a giant pile of cocaine.
Acting like you picked
that
big man up.
That's... Yeah, I assume that's the guy that...
look how many people are there.
That's the man's super heavyweight champion, Zales.
Look at the crowd. Look how many people are there.
Yeah, that's another question. Like, what is going on? I assume...
Who's their promoter?
I assume this. No, this was in Columbus, Ohio. So this is what people in Columbus were doing last weekend. They were watching people slap the hell out of each other.
That's amazing.
It's like at this point, sure.
Yeah, why not?
What? Baseball is locked out because they're not making $400 billion?
Right. Boring.
I would be shocked.
Boring.
I would be shocked if any of these guys don't have day jobs because they're professional slappers.
Guys, the worst date I've ever been on in my entire life.
Okay.
Was a Cincinnati Reds baseball game. Because if you don't like the person, you're stuck there.
Stuck for 4 hours.
Stuck for 4 hours, yeah.
Direct sunlight.
Right, but slap championships?
Yep.
One and done. Yep. How are you out of there?
Well, exactly. You
are you telling me you would have slapped her at the...
No.
You said one and done.
He's saying there's other cool stuff there.
One hour and done, ladies and gentlemen. Not slap women. What's wrong with you, man?
I was asking you.
You don't even have to watch in person. You can actually watch it now on Apple's new monitor that they released earlier this week. It's a... $1,600 computer monitor that Apple is now selling.
Whoa.
Just the monitor, not the computer.
Whoa.
Just the screen. $1,600, 27 inches, 5K monitor, 1 billion colors, 12 speakers.
Whoa.
No. 6 speakers, 12 megapixel camera.
Whoa.
$1,600. 1,000.
So what was the camera in it?
The kid just 12 megapixel, which is like, it's like an iPhone camera. Really? Yeah, like it's not even, So, and they have the audacity to sell just a computer monitor, no computer, for $1,600. Yeah. And what people are really impressed by is the fact that it comes with one cable.
That
it's a Thunderbolt, so you can only hook it up to an Apple computer.
Well,
and if you want a longer cable than the one that they provide you with, it costs $129.
Well,
for the cable.
Well,
to hook the $1,600 monitor up. To something.
Right.
$129.
Ludicrous.
It's absurd.
I went to Wright State Film School.
Okay.
I know a lot of people that would buy this monitor because they just got to have the latest thing.
Sure.
I am so far tapped out. Like, I mean, this is... Every year, Apple is just like, how much can we push it? And I think that this really might be... This might be a step too far.
I think you're right. I think I think it's way too far, but I think that's where society is now, that everything's too far.
We are in sarcastic pricing at this point.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You got me fucked
reminds
up
me of?
Pricing.
Go ahead, Austin.
This is that you got me fucked up pricing, because I feel like they like for an extra wallpaper it'll be $300 type.
Why not? I mean, at this point, I mean, a piece
that monitors like 5 months of car payments.
Yeah,
no, well, typically the way computers are done these days, desktops are built into the monitor.
Right, this one ain't. And that and that entire thing usually costs less than $1,600 at this point.
So to just sell just the monitor by itself.
Yep.
You know what? It reminds me of. Is everybody familiar with LeVar Ball?
The basketball player with the dad.
The dad.
Yeah.
Okay, the dad. Yeah. And the dad, right, tried to build his brand, the Big Baller brand.
Yeah, Big Ball. He made the shoes
It was like $500 for a pair of shoes.
And they didn't. They either didn't technically exist, or it took like a year for them to get to you. And when they got to you, they immediately fell apart.
Right.
It was something like basically the worst business swindle in the history of money. Yeah,
in the history of swindles.
Yeah,
it was like. Well, if you can't, you know, if you have to ask how much it is, you're not a big baller, right? Yeah. This is that same concept, but Apple has a name. Go ahead. Same concept.
I'm trying to think of the most it could possibly cost the largest cash company on the planet to make a 5 foot cable and for them to charge you $129 for the small one, $159 for the slightly larger one.
Wow. You know what? I feel like I should slap Apple.
I don't know. Like, what could it possibly be made out of? Like, is the cable just made out of solid platinum? If so, maybe. And if it is, show it to me. Don't put it behind your stupid white plastic shit.
Right. If I buy this cable, it better give me a kiss. That's all I'm saying.
It better be more than just a kiss. Elementary shit.
What would you watch on a $1,600 monitor? What is the first thing you'd be like, all right.
Some crappy movie?
Yeah, this is – yeah, like what am I going to –
A student film?
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna watch YouTube videos from 2007 that are in flip phone camera quality. Like, what could you possibly enjoy this with?
This is Neil Griffin. Believe in yourself. That's my movie. 2017. I'm like, hey, this is me. That's what you watch. You watch me. So 2017. crappy student film. That's what you watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you watch? What do you watch? I mean, I don't get it.
It's not even a specialty monitor. Like you said, it was 5K.
So 5K.
Like,
that's like accessible.
5K is like standard Hollywood right now. So yeah.
I don't. It
sounds like they're selling a subpar product for a ridiculous amount of money.
The audacity of this company. It's getting so far out of control. I don't get it.
It's like Nike. It's the same thing with Nike. It's the same with all big corporations. They tell you what to do, and then you're supposed to take it. You know what I mean? Like, we're not supposed to question it anymore. You can't question anything. They made it so apropos that you can't even, you know, for us to express our actual views on stuff. It's like, you know, it's like it's taboo, right? So we're supposed to just spend this money and be thankful that Apple is there for us.
Well, I don't like it, and
I don't think you should.
I'm drawing a line.
I don't think you should.
No, too broke for all that.
That's crazy.
Here we go.
$129 cable.
All right, we're good.
Better do yoga.
Got your ass. Well, you know what I would spend a lot of money on is one of these damn Pokemon cards. Get this old a first edition Pokemon card. Last week had an auction. It was expected to sell for $200,000. Ended up going for $336.
Nice.
Yeah, for a piece of cardboard. Heritage Auctions. They sold the Pokemon trading card Charizard number 4. First edition base set trading card. That is apparently highly sought after because it was the first English language series of Pokemon cards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. That just makes me sad.
Isn't it crazy?
But like, if my grandma did not throw in my Pokemon cards...
The number of people
I could have not had to have a job because I could have been rich off my Pokemon cards.
Could have been you. Yeah, they said...
looks like a chubby Demogorgon.
I would have been shoving it into like everybody who picked on me in elementary. Like, look, you slaving away at this job. I'm rich because I bought some cards.
This is Bitcoin.
Yeah, that too would have been a good one. It is one of only 121 known examples to have a perfect 10 rating, which is why it's in its little plastic sarcophagus there, apparently. So nice. I guess that's important. Pretty expensive. What do you think? What do you think the most expensive Pokemon card is that's ever sold? This is 336. I'll be honest, not even cracking the surface.
I don't even know.
I feel like they got one for over $1 million, probably for their first edition Pikachu.
Maybe first edition Pikachu.
Almost so far.
Hey, I was. Yep. Right about Pikachu.
We're a flawed one. Is it flawed?
Almost. In February, so a couple weeks ago, 1998 Pikachu Illustrator Holo promo card. So this must have been like one of the very first ever. Sold for $900,000 at an auction. This is believed to be the highest price ever paid for a Pokemon card.
Really?
Yeah, $900,000.
That's dope. Fucking nerd.
You're
a goddamn
he
nerd.
Gets it.
Hey, yeah. You're a nerd. Yeah. Hey, yeah, what are you doing?
Hey,
rich out nerd. There, what are you doing?
900,000? Don't think so.
I'm a nerd my damn self. I can't be saying
that. If you got 900,000 to spend on a car, how about donate a little bit to a homeless shelter? How about that?
How about that? Well, how about donating towards a home? What would you rather have? A nice four-bedroom?
All the homeless their own Pikachu.
I mean,
that would be interesting. And then they could all invest and get their own $900,000 cards.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's called. I think that's trickle down economics. I think that's what Reagan was talking about. Maybe. Yeah. What would you rather have, that Charizard card or a four bedroom, three bath house renovated in Mainville? You know, it's got a nice little two car on it. Maybe probably sitting on about a quarter acre or something like that.
Quick question, sir.
Yes.
If I buy the house, do I have to clean it?
I'm going to say in both scenarios, you would have to clean both the card and the house. I mean, it's up to you.
Therefore, I'm going with the card.
Well, you know what? You got your priorities, and I think that's reasonable. That only makes sense.
Yep. Don't make sense.
Can't disagree with. Tell you what else makes a lot of sense is this lady in Carolina who is right now in a heated battle to keep her custom license plate, which does, of course, read fart.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Okay.
They want to take away her fart?
So, she requested the plate from the DMV last October and was, quote, pleasantly surprised when the request was approved. She received the plate in the mail.
Okay.
Right.
And then someone complained?
She slapped it on her Toyota Tacoma, and then earlier this year received a letter from the DMV telling her that several complaints had been made about the plate. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Several.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but can you imagine being so bored that you have to contact the DMV because you saw a license plate that said fart on it?
Right. I know a man that lives in Cincinnati with the license plate sex instructor.
I mean, I've seen a lot of license plates.
I would complain about that in my life way before I saw fart. Sex instructor.
I feel like you know this person the way you're laughing.
No, that's such a wild move.
like who? That's what I'm talking about. That dude needs to be stopped. Not this lady. She's got farts on the
virgin,
brain.
That's
man.
Okay.
I would say per capita.
You know what I'm mad about? I'm sorry, Jewel. You know what I'm mad about, guys?
Yeah.
I'm mad at the lack of creation. I'm mad at the lack of creation. It should be like crop duster. You know what I'm saying? Like it should fart is just too easy.
It's too direct easy. Is what it is.
Right,
it
easy.
Gets right to the point.
Right. If a comic was like, I farted. That's not funny. you know what I'm saying? Like, a fart's not funny. Either,
I mean, unless he came up with a car and it smelled like a fart.
I need something else. It's not a flavor.
You tell me.
Right.
You're driving down the road in North Carolina. Toyota Tacoma cuts you off. You're like, what the hell? And then it says fart across the license plate.
Hey,
how do you feel?
You know what? I got cut off. I got cut off by a fart. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's more that. Cute. It's like, what are you doing with your old fart? Hey, old fart.
What is that? Is that a bear or is that a raccoon?
Yeah, it's like a little bear there. I mean, and it's Friends of the Smokies. So it's a very custom plate.
What are you doing, your old? Hey, old fart. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but if you're a crop duster, like, that's fucking maniacal. You know what I mean? Like, Like, that's a maniacal. You know what I'm saying? He crop dusted me. Like that, you know what I'm saying? It makes your eyebrow, it makes your eye go lower. Like, he crop dusted me.
Don't like it.
You know
it.
What I mean? Like, that's gross.
Doesn't like it. Well, they complained to the DMV, so the DMV said, told the owner of the plate she would be allowed to keep it if she replied to the letter with an explanation of what the plate meant to her and why she believes she should be allowed to keep using it. What do you think she did? I'll tell you what she did. She consulted some friends and founded a group titled Friends of Asheville Recreational Trails, or F-A-R-T. Said the group now has a mailing list, website, and merchandise.
Okay, that's creative. All right, she wins. Okay.
Said the group recently held its first meeting and 15 people showed up.
Nice. 15 people?
Yep.
That's more than here.
Yep. So she said that you don't have to tell everyone on the internet that. They didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She found an alibi.
I feel like she would have done that anyway. Like,
it seems like
that's a lot of a lot to go through for backstory for the license plate.
I'm thinking she's
got nothing better to do.
Let's keep in mind this is a person that got a custom license plate that said fart on it. And now she is in a heated battle to keep it.
Heated battle. Yeah. I like that. Heated
farts.
Yeah. Heated farts, funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I like heated.
She's currently allowed to keep the plate. She is awaiting a review from the DMV. So, does all this effort that she's put into this make it funnier or more insane?
Definitely more insane, I'm with funnier too, though.
She's a little wacky. I don't know.
You see that smile on that face? She's definitely insane.
Yeah, I know. I kind of into it, but yeah.
I don't know. It screams like her, like just her face and her house.
That's how excited
she looks. Like she's got a master's degree. Like she drinks.
Oh yeah,
she drinks Chardonnay.
She is in Asheville, North Carolina, and she got a novelty license plate. So there's a lot going on. With
she's,
not,
yeah, she's a serial. She looks like she could be a serial killer.
I'm in love with her.
She's calling like Sarah and Jules. Like, this will be funny.
Yeah. I'm in love with her, but I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Neil, you mentioned one of the greatest license plates you've ever seen in your life. I'd like to reference the best one I've ever seen.
Nice.
This is in Gainesville, Florida.
Nice.
Back in 2016, I was sitting in traffic and I was like, oh my God, look at the beginning of that license plate. That says DTF, and then I was like, wait a minute, look at the end of that license plate that says N69. That was so good, I followed that car out of traffic into the into the grocery store they were going to so that I could get that picture.
Yeah.
Damn stalker.
I needed to know if this was a pure, because all of Florida's plates are built like that, just 3 and 3.
Okay.
So I was like, I need to see the person and find out if this is a sheer coincidence or if they actually went for it.
Did you see them?
It was a guy. It was just a general. It was a guy that pretty much looked like me. It was like a mid-20-year-old guy, and I was like, there's no way that it just happened.
You saw like a bizarro you, like it was an evil you?
It was just like a normal looking guy, and I was like, nah, he would do that.
Right.
If it were like an 80-year-old woman, I would have been like, oh wow, what a bizarre coincidence. She probably has no idea.
Right.
Her grandkids probably think it's hilarious, but no. DTF N69 got me that day.
That's awesome. I like the creativeness of that. I don't want to explain it to my mother, but I think it's interesting. I think it's probably one of the most interesting ones I've ever seen.
It's pretty good. I would say per capita, and it might just be my neighbor. I live in Mount Healthy, and I think per capita, I see the craziest plates I've ever seen in that area. Awesome. A lot of heavily religious-based plates, a lot of God's Child, different versions of every single
God's
spelling,
child.
Every spelling of the word blessed, and then a lot of Twitter handles, things like that. I mean, it's a good place to look at the plates here.
That's good to know. Mount Healthy, I remember that.
Yep, I grew up in Vermont. The best place I ever saw there, it was just a beat up truck, and on the license plate, it just said Hurl, and I was like,
nice,
damn, that's. That's really something you guys got going on there.
Right. Hurl's better than fart.
I think so.
Hurl's a better word. What do you think?
You know, like, there's no... Hurl could possibly mean... It could be a reference to something else. There's no ambiguity to fart. It is what it is, and you see it, and you just have to accept it and deal with it. And I think that's I think it's powerful, and I respect her battle against the legal system, and I think it's good.
I give her credit for like give her credit for like sticking up for what she believes in.
Yeah.
But like, at the same time, it's like I just feel like, you know, she's just like, you know, like she's like one baby away from being a soccer mom.
Maybe,
like maybe she's just like, I mean, is this like something cute to do?
I don't know. I'm a big fan of anyone setting up a full merchandising operation for something that doesn't need it. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and spin over to ZorsIndustries.com. Check out the merch page. Go ahead and pick up your shirt to remember all the good times that we shared
Industries.
Here. It's good stuff here. Well, folks, we're really getting into it here. I think this is actually our last official story here. I don't know if you heard about this Italian bear breaking into a bakery.
Nice.
It was in Italy. I didn't have to guess that the bear was Italian. It's
just
let's see if this video actually plays or not. It's very small in the corner here. It's not that very interesting. It's mostly people speaking Italian.
So the bear is walking in. The bear is walking into.
Is walking into
around the bakery.
Italian brown bear last. Late last year, it made headlines in Italy when it broke into a bakery and ate a large amount of cookies before it was captured and taken into a sanctuary. And the bear was fine. Everyone was fine. Brought it into a sanctuary. The bear escaped from that, went back into society, started going around other people trying to get their food. And now the bear has been tranquilized and brought permanently to a bear reserve in the Chieti province due to the repeated bad behavior. So,
well,
fortunately, people are okay. The bear is okay. I didn't know bears were into cookies. I thought they were more of a honey-type creature. I thought they were out there trying to get into, you know, bees' nests, things of the like here.
When you're hungry, you eat.
I know. Well, what are they going to do? Thank God these bears haven't discovered what donuts are, you know?
Right.
Then I'd really be in friggin' trouble here.
I feel like, you know, the bear is doing its thing, man. I mean, especially when you live that close. Like that's definitely like a mountain town, so I'm sure it wasn't the first time I've seen a bear.
I would guess not.
You know what I mean? Like, you were in a bakery. Like, don't be shocked.
They were the ones that put the delicious cookies inside the building.
Damn right. If I'm a bear, where am I going?
No one was surprised when the humans went in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Uh-huh. If I'm a bear, where am I going?
Exactly.
That...
How do you think they're going to, you know, how many more of these Italian yogis are they going to come up with, you know?
Italian really, yogis.
Yeah, this is a deep cut reference to, of course, Yogi the Bear.
Yeah.
Famous for eating humans' foods, causing high drinks. And then, of course, what you see here is a Build-A-Bear dressed as Mario from Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I was trying to rack my mind for a Mario character.
I'm going to be honest. This was getting towards the end of me putting the slides together, and I was like, well, I already have a bear story, and there's no way I can't just...
So you got to build a bear?
Yeah, and I was just like, Italian bear, who's Italian?
It's a bear.
Yeah. Happy Mario Day, by the way, everyone. I learned that from my office mate today. It is
right.
March 10th.
Oh, is it?
M-A-R... 1-0. So there's a little something from the internet for you.
I love it.
Does that cheer you up?
I love the story. It's a good story, guys. I'm glad you picked it.
Yeah.
I think that the bear is bear's doing what bears do, baby.
He's out there.
He's out there. He's out there being a bear.
I've been known to eat cookies. I think the bear would reasonably do the same. And I think it looks like it worked out for everyone.
It's my favorite dad joke. My favorite dad joke is What do you call a bear with no ears? B.
Okay. It's a spelling.
Boom.
No one's laughing. They don't get it. See, ears is in the word bear.
My friend Phil Pointer is looking at me in disgust right now.
Disgust that he hadn't heard such a funny joke before.
But that's what I'm saying. I think the Italian bear stole some cookies. Is this a real story?
It's a real story, it's a feel-good story. The bear feels good. It ate some cookies, then it got a new house to live in. So I mean,
you know what? Would you be pissed? I'd be pissed if I went to the zoo and this bear is eating cookies. You know what I'm saying?
His cookies. Now. I mean, mad to fight a bear.
Yeah,
I went to the Honolulu Zoo. Between shows, I went to the zoo.
Okay,
and there's nothing in the zoo. Like, it's just like, there's like, Hawaii is like built from the 60s, right?
Yeah.
So it's really old. And so they don't have a lot of, like, all the zoo enclosures are old. So they can't put a lot of animals in there because they would be unsafe
Yeah.
today.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, so this Italian bear would be the perfect. He would be the perfect.
Yeah.
Bear.
You just throw some cookies at him, leftover from the hotel.
Right.
Everyone will be happy.
Right. For like $45 a person,
it'd be fine.
You come in and watch the cookie eating bear.
I think this is a business, and if anyone wants to invest in this some way, I think we can. I think there's a way we can make this happen. I'm not not afraid of new ventures. So
come see the Hawaiian yogi.
Well, folks, I think we have a plan here. So congratulations to us. I think we did a great job here, and now as a
I put $50 in it.
Oh, well.
I ain't putting none of my money.
What? You lost all your money in Bitcoin.
We'll still give you some credit on it. Be fine.
Dogecoin's coming up, baby.
Speaking of new ventures, we do, as a final event here, as we mentioned, we do have a soon-to-be-published author on stage here. We have Mac MacGyver with us. Everyone, go ahead and give him a hand because we couldn't get one earlier. Go ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Phil Pointer.
Now, Mac, you have a new book coming out soon, correct?
I do.
Okay, and it is called Heart of the Ark.
That's correct.
All right, and let's hear a little bit about this. What is this? So it's a sci-fi genre?
Yes, it's sci-fi.
Okay.
It's sort of genre crossing, honestly. It was kind of hard for me to label it just one. I would say it is mainly science fiction.
Okay.
It's also slightly inspirational. It's also humorous.
Okay.
And it's also what I would consider a thriller.
All right. So it sounds like it's got a lot.
It was written to be a page turner.
That's awesome, right, man.
And when did you start working on this project here?
Roughly 10 years ago.
All right. So this is like the life's effort.
Whoa.
It is more than you would believe of a life's effort. So
all right.
I got the urge to become a writer a little over 10 years ago, actually, and I started brushing up on a whole bunch of things before I got right into it.
Oh, yep, you're good. Sorry, that's just me. Go ahead.
So, anyway, I didn't want to give away too much. I've done is brought the official teaser to read.
All right, yeah. If you could please share that with us, this is from Mac's upcoming novel, Heart of the Ark.
So the beginning of it is on the back, but then it goes on to give you a little bit more information. So the first little tidbit here is from the back. It says, the future has a past.
There we go. Go ahead.
We ready?
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Yep.
Okay. It says, the future has a past, and it's you. An inner city girl, a starship captain, a space fighter pilot with the first artificial intelligence born into his head. And it's annoying. A robot worshipped as a god who will end humanity. What could go wrong? Sabina Savine is trying to survive a difficult life in the city and doesn't know anyone in the future, but they know her. Normal people aren't flying spaceships yet, but that doesn't stop her from driving her car around the city like she has the fastest spacecraft around. Life is a dangerous game. Any good story has a future, and this future is intense. Fast forward to the year of 2152 AD, and the world has changed. It's almost gone. Only 50,000 humans are still alive on Earth or anywhere. Jace Kepri is one of them. Jace Kepri is a space fighter pilot with the first artificial intelligence born inside another living human, living inside of his head. The pair must save humanity from a robot that some humans worship as a god. An entire cult has arisen on Earth to worship Server God. But the real threat comes from the machine itself, which has withdrawn from Earth to the asteroid belt and decided to destroy humanity. Lastly, we visit the far future, the year 2293 AD. Robots have mined Earth's moon for helium-3 and left behind artwork that can be seen from anywhere on the planet. That's the cover there.
That's actually the cover.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. So
that's actually... Hold on. I just jumped in. Yeah, I'm almost done. Let's see. By this time in the future, almost every adult has an AI living in their head. Some of them are mischievous, but Lucas is in love with the one that shares his mind. No matter what time of day or year it is, something is happening and fast. Earth must save the problems that it has inherited or all is lost, including its people. Whether they make it or not, these characters know how to laugh while the ship crashes, and they may just crash a few of them.
Awesome.
That's great. All right, let's hear it from Mac real quick. All right.
Yay.
Do you have a release date?
Next month.
All right.
So it'll be a cascade. Month, it'll be available on Amazon first, and then I'm waiting for the actual physical ones to be sent to me to verify. for me to verify them, and then you'll be able to get those online.
That's all right. Awesome. Well, tag us in that. We will share that when that comes out.
I got a tag, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Neiltorious.com will be dropping Monday. We just got that all together today. So Neiltorious.com, baby.
One more time?
Neiltorious.com.
All right. Deller, anything you want to promote? Shows? Anything else you want people to check out?
My next show is on March 26th in Batesville, Indiana.
Yay!
All right. Well, you can check out my plug is my cool merch booth right over there in the corner. You can check that out after the show. And make sure you give everyone a follow on Instagram here at their tags. I want to thank everyone for coming out today.
Thank you, Giles.
Including Neil Griffin, hey! Austin Deller, Mac MacGyver. And thank all of you for coming out to Cool Shonan. We will not be here next week due to a BDSM group using it on St. Patrick's Day. We will be at Go Bananas on Sunday, March 20th, for an extremely special episode. So please make your way across town. And in the meanwhile, thank you for coming out to Cool Shonan.
Thank you.
Cool Shonan.
All right. Thank you, everyone.